This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, everybody, we're going to go ahead and get started. Of course, I forgot my gavel today, so I can't, you know, bring everybody to attention, but I'm going to call the meeting to order. It is 5:36, Monday, November 15th. I'm going to start the roll call for us, please.
Chris Inklin. Samuel Brightone. Ben Carver. Kate Cram.
Here.
Charles Day. Jordan Dotzel. Cody Duell. Ruth Epstein.
Here.
Natalie Gonzalez. Bridget Hayes. Amar Anayatali. David Kent.
Here.
Alexandra Kuyasova.
Here.
Dorothy Lane. Jack Levin. Genesis Lee. Chen Liu.
Here.
Stephanie Lopez. Harshad Mehta.
Here.
Morena Minnelli.
Here.
Chris O'Connor.
Here.
Christina Inewa.
Here.
Alexandra Pressure. Damian Sharp.
Here.
Georgia Smith.
Here.
Caroline Steingard. William Wang. Josh Washington. Meredith Welch.
Yes.
And Anna Wunsch.
Yes.
We have 14 voting members present.
So it looks like we don't have a quorum, so I'm not exactly sure what to do next. We can't move on to approve the meeting minutes, right, Wendy? Okay. Okay, so we will just move into breakout sessions by division, I guess, since our presentation from President Pollack, she was unable to make it this evening. We'll be rescheduling that for our next meeting on November 29th. So we'll move into breakouts by division for the next 15 minutes. We'll reconvene around 5:55. So go ahead with that, I guess. But within that, we still need the Arts and Humanities folks to fill their two voting member vacancies. If they can do that, that'd be great. But other than that, that's all we have for right now, and we'll meet back in 15 minutes. Sound good? Yeah, so I guess just like looking over the resolution that Damien's going to be presenting today and how everybody feels about that, how we're going to be voting for that. We're not going to be voting on it today because it's an amendment to the charter, but just kind of any amendments anybody might want to bring up during discussion for that. So we will reconvene in 15 minutes. All right. So I'm hoping everybody had a productive breakout session. Specifically, I want to know if the Arts and Humanities, can you guys raise your hand if your Arts and Humanities are this? Did you guys find a new voting member? Two more? Okay. That's all right. Okay. So we'll move on to any late additions to the agenda?
Yeah. I'd like to motion to recall the roll.
Take a second. We'll do that again.
Chris Inklin. Samuel Braithwaite. Ben Carver. Kate Carter-Cram. Charles Day. Jordan Dotsel. Cody Duell. Ruth Epstein.
Here.
Natalie Gonzalez. Bridget Hayes.
Here.
Amara Nayatali. David Kent.
Here.
Alexandra Kliustova. Dorothy Lane. Jack Levin. Genesis Lee. Chen Lu.
Here.
Stephanie Lopez. Harshad Mehta.
Here.
Miranda Minnelli.
Here.
Chris O'Connor.
Here.
Christine Owenewa.
Here.
Alexandra Fresher. Damian Sharp.
Here.
Georgia Smith.
Here.
Caroline Steingard. William Wang. Josh Washington.
Here.
Meredith Welch.
Here.
And Anna Wunsch.
Here. We have 16 voting members present.
So now that we have a quorum again, we can go over the approval of the meeting minutes. So does anybody have any amendments that they want to propose for that? Okay, so in seeing that, entertain the motion to call a question on those. Anybody? Can I get a second? Okay, are there any in opposition of approving the meeting minutes for November 1st? Okay, seeing none, that is approved. All right, so we are going to move into new business. We've got some elections to do today. This isn't part of the elections, but we do have a vacancy within the ILR representative spot. So if anybody knows anybody who's interested in that, have them reach out. That's not an elected position. It's appointed by the ILR school. So we've been in contact with them, and they haven't heard back from them regarding that. So if we give them a name, that could probably move things a little bit quicker. So we will move on to the social sciences voting member. So this vacancy was vacated. So with that, it is open to all GPSA members. So all non-voting members, like field reps or general committee members. So we'll take some nominations for those and then vote. So do I have any nominations for the social sciences voting member seat? Second. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. So how this will work, just kind of how we usually do it, voting members as well as field representatives get out a piece of paper, either for Norielis or abstain, and then we'll count those up. Skip the introduction. So if we can just hold off on the voting for a second here, we'll allow for questions and we'll let Norielis do introductions. So if you want to come up here and, or I guess you don't have to. You have the, if you touch your mic. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me? Norielis Perez. I'm a first year SPIPA student and a nonprofit public management policy. I'm very excited to be here. If you have questions about how spelling my name, you can ask me. And I can say it through here. I'm very excited to be here with you guys, and this is very exciting. Thank you.
Anybody have any questions?
What can we write on the paper?
So either Norielis or abstain. No questions?
What?
It's just for the social science. I guess, I mean, it wouldn't be social science as voting member at this point. It's just like an at-large voting member seat.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like it's just in general. It's taking, like, they're vacating that seat. So yeah. Well, it wasn't. It was vacated like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So then it opens up to like the GPSA body first. Okay. So now we can do the voting if nobody has any more questions. Okay, cool.
Yeah, of course. It's NORIELIS. Norielis. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, so the votes have been tabulated, and there were 22 votes in favor and 2 abstentions. So congratulations, Norielis. All right, so then we will move on to the programming board. Any nominations for the programming board? Nominate yourself. Okay. Second? Okay. Anybody else? No? Okay. You want to give an introduction?
Sure. Hey, all. My name is Kyle Carnuta. I'm also a SEPA student currently in my first year. Concentrating in environmental policy. I have spent the last 7 years in the private sector doing marketing for Red Bull North America. A lot of my job was event marketing. I managed a pretty large budget and a pretty large team, a multi-million dollar budget and a team of over 70. And previously in undergrad, I was the basically programming chair for the choir that I was in, which is much smaller than the graduate school, but relatively similar responsibilities. And as an MPA fellow, I seek to serve the community that I'm in, and I would love to be a part of GPSA so that I can serve the graduate school community.
All right, any questions?
Sure, my name is Kyle, like a boy's name, K-Y-L-E.
Thank you. Okay, so if we have no questions, we'll move on to the voting again, same process as the first. All right, so we tabulated up those votes. We have 23, 4, 0 against, and then 2 abstentions. So congratulations, Kyle. All right, so we'll move into Resolution 10, which is resolution establishing a vice president of finance on the executive committee and renaming the finance chair position. Okay. So I'll pass that off to Damien, and he can introduce his new resolution.
Okay, folks. So Resolution 10 essentially gives the executive committee a financial arm. So currently the executive committee meets without knowledge of the GPSA finances or the state of the GPSA. So this committee would essentially, or this position would essentially make the current appropriations committee chair the vice president of finance. It would make the current finance commission chair the chair of appropriations because the bylaws already dictate that that commission or that committee appropriates the funds that the GPSA has. So if you read the resolutions, it's essentially switching the name of the appropriations commission, the Finance Commission and the Appropriations Committee, and it would make currently Ben's position, although his term expires at the end of the year, it would make his position the Vice President of Finance. So we're just asking that we have a Vice President of Finance on the Executive Committee so that we may have some knowledge of the state of the GPSA during our meetings and general, you know, day-to-day operations.
All right, and just something else I want to note with that, we've also, like, discuss this with our peer institutions, and they have like larger executive committees. Like UPenn has like 14 people on their executive committee, so we're baby steps, you know, but this was something that we thought was important to bring up. Any questions for Damien? There you go.
Okay, great. My question was, why wouldn't it be possible to just add the executive committee chair without switching the name? I think I'm a little confused about the reason for the name switch.
If you read the bylaws and the charter, it just made more sense because the duties under the current finance committee are actually to appropriate the funds that the GPSA has. So it seems a bit contrary to call the finance committee the finance committee, even though they appropriate funds. So in order to kind of free up the finance name for a VP of finance, we're going to switch the names of the committees, the commission and the committee. Does that answer your question? Very good.
Any other questions?
So I'm wondering what function, so what problems have you encountered that couldn't be resolved by, for example, communicating with?
This room actually was number one. So the executive committee couldn't book this room to simply provide the folks on Zoom, technology to hear without first emailing Ben and having him approve each expenditure of the $300 we pay to use this room. So by putting a vice president of finance on the executive committee, it would prevent us from having to go through that obstacle each time. So that's just one example. Does that answer your question, David?
Sure.
I mean, I'm happy to further elaborate if you need some more.
I mean, I'm surprised that you have to email appropriations each time you spend any funds.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, that's part of it.
Then you request a budget at the beginning of the term.
I'm sorry.
So you have to request for this room because
it wasn't
spend
built
money from your budget.
Is that correct? Because it wasn't built into the original budget.
Yeah, not until the budget passed last week when he gave us that explicit responsibility. So basically, it's just like, each member of the executive committee has a specified function, but none of those functions have to do with the budget or finance. So they would just kind of be putting that in-house, I guess, within the executive committee, if that makes sense. Does that answer your question? So anybody else have any other questions or amendments that they want to propose to this? Okay, so since this is...
Is this on still? So I just want to go back to the name switch. So I understand that the Appropriations Committee does appropriate money to many other bodies that are not part of the oversight of the current Finance Committee. That all come from the student activity fee. And so I also think that students who are involved in student organizations that are peer funded kind of know the GPSA FD as that. I think it could potentially be confusing to switch the names. And so I'm wondering if there's a way to kind of rethink this amendment that would still serve your needs in terms of putting someone on the executive committee without making this name change. Because I do think it could potentially be confusing, and I don't know that it's 100% accurate to rename the FC as appropriations.
So the reasoning is this is something that I encountered when I first joined the GPSA. I was very confused about the difference between what Caroline does and what Ben does. And I agree with Damien on the fact that the charter says that Caroline's position, she appropriates funds from the student activity fee to the other peer organizations. So she appropriates those funds. And then Ben is in charge of the direct finances within the GPSA, if that makes sense. So he does appropriate within when he does the budget, he appropriates our money to the committees, but it's just the finances, within maybe how a business would run, if that makes sense. That's something, we forgot to mention. They also have that as well. Any more questions? Okay, so since this is an amendment to the charter, we won't be voting on it today. It has to sit for two meetings, so we'll probably be either voting on it in either the next meeting or the meeting after. So I have a motion to table this Resolution 10. Okay, can I get a second? Okay, all right. So with that, we move on to the reports of officers and committee updates.
The executive committee has no updates other than we spoke at the last meeting that we would like to invite you all to happy hours post these meetings to further engage with one another. And so we will be meeting in Statler post this meeting in the Regent Lounge if you all would like to join us for a drink and some engagement. So we hope to see you there.
Okay, operations.
The only thing that I would say is if you have any friends or people who are interested in joining GPSA, we still have some field rep positions that are open. The survey for that or the form was sent out in the communique, but that lists the specific positions that are open, and we're looking to fill those so that every field can feel like they are represented in our meeting.
All right, thank you. And we'll move on to communications.
So I don't really have too many updates, but I do want to say that just to give a shout out to my team member in the communications committee, because we've been working really hard on multiple social medias, including the GPSA LinkedIn page, the GPSA Instagram page, and also Twitter page, to keep as much as possible transparency and also like clarification on everything, including the highlights that we're keeping to putting on the Instagram page and also like the meeting updates. So just want to give a shout out for that. And also, if you have not been highlighted on our Instagram page yet, but you are a voting member, please do email me, gpsa.com, vp.com at cornell.edu, because we really do want to highlight you because you vote in the meetings. Like, we do want to highlight you. And also, just the last point, for the next December newsletter, thank you for my team to putting up the November newsletter together, but we would really appreciate if like committee chairs could email the input in time, or like just like, I don't want to send out too many emails to you guys, so like if you could just like initiate and like, reply to my first email, I would really appreciate it.
All right, student advocacy. Diversity and international students.
Okay, all right. So I just have one update, and it is regarding the Geneva campus commute problem. For people who have been following that, there is a commute problem for international students who are in Geneva campus, and if they want to come to Ithaca campus and vice versa. So we were closely working with Anna, and Anna Wunsch has been able to communicate the problem with leadership in Geneva campus, and they are closely working to resolve the problem. And I think, you know, the problem would be resolved without much intervention needed from GPS at this. So that's all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you. We'll move on to programming. I'll probably don't have any updates, but it's okay.
If you're on my committee, let me know. My email is kpk59.
And then we will go to, you want you or Jan to do the graduate school update? Do you have anything for us?
I have nothing specific to
say. We're happy to have you. Okay, so with that, we'll move on to the open forum. Anybody have any outstanding questions, concerns, anything anybody wants to talk about?
Yeah. Sorry, the mic. This thing?
I don't think his light's working, but I have the...
I'm sorry, I do not...
I got it for you. You're good. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Hello. My name is Walker Lee. I'm a fourth year PhD student in mechanical engineering, and I'm a non-voting member. I'm the president of SIGMA, which stands for Sibley Grads in Mechanical and Aerospace. So far this semester, my group has had a pretty difficult time getting people to come to events. And the main reason for that is We are having difficulty providing food using GPSA funds. I brought this up in the physical science breakout session, and it sounds like other groups are having similar concerns. Right now, the current GPSA Finance Committee policy is to mirror Cornell's general COVID guidelines. Right now, we're under the green status, and the guidelines are no food unless it's an all-day event and you have to give somebody a break for lunch, it's an outdoor event, or it's a virtual event and you're sending food to people. Since it's gotten colder, we're not really able to have outdoor events anymore, and that makes it very difficult for us to give people food. And so I would like to, I don't really know the procedures for filing motions or anything, but I would just like to bring it to the attention of whoever it's relevant that my group would like to protest the current policies regarding food purchasing, and we would like to apply to have those policies changed so that we can spend money on food again, given that the current COVID situation on campus looks pretty minimal.
Okay,
Thank you.
Did you have something you
want? Yeah, I know that there are guidelines for winter events that are under development at this time. However, I heartily recommend that you make known the fact that you are anxiously awaiting those to roll out as soon as absolutely possible.
Yeah, I mean, we can definitely, since you're not like a voting member or a field representative, you have to have 100 signatures, which we could just have, you know, probably student advocacy, that sounds like something. So if you could connect with him, connect with David, that sounds like something that we could definitely look into. But yeah, I appreciate you coming in and voicing your concerns on that, for sure.
Thank you.
All right, anybody have anything else they want to add? Okay, entertaining any motion to adjourn? Can I get a second? Okay, we'll adjourn. We'll see you guys on the 29th.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.